The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Michael Colmey's back here. We do a show called Mission Minded. We've been doing that show for, golly, 2-3 years. It started out as kind of a non-for-profit show, and then we kind of morphed it into a more of a business show. We take emails. It's a fascinating show, and it's great. We talk about all kinds of things. We're getting into some politics and the changing of minds in our last show. But we really want to specifically talk about Feeding America and, of course, the Heart of Alabama Food Bank and the work you do down there at a little bit of a shorter level here, because I don't think a lot of people get a chance to actually pull the curtain back and see how this actually works. For the most part, hopefully none of us need to use a food bank in our lives. But for the people that, and more people than not, have had to use that over the last 3 or 4 years because of COVID and everything else. But the challenges of matching donations to nutritional needs, I think, is really interesting. You want to talk about that a little bit today on Bite by Bite.
Yeah, so we're just kind of going through a little, not an official series, but I'm just kind of breaking out. Because one of the things we do, again, for people who may just be tuning in for the first time, we have 35 counties, and part of that is we have community agencies. So our responsibility is to source the food and to bring it in and then prepare it, not cook it, but box it or prepare it in a way that local agencies or pantries can come get it, take it out to their individual communities and try to meet that need. So it's a whole distribution chain, if you will. But it starts with us sourcing it. And so about 31% of our food comes from the USDA, and that's healthy food. It's commodities, typically vegetables, canned fruit, some protein, things of that nature. But 60% of what we get is donated through chain grocery stores and partnerships with Feeding America. And we're very appreciative. But one of the things, I had this conversation with the CEO of Publix, and Publix is a fantastic company and a great supporter of ours and love the company. They had a food summit last year and brought us down. And one of the challenges I told him was, is sometimes we have this thing of, hey, Publix, we want to take all that you give us, but you give us so many bakery items, and they're, of course, delicious stuff, cakes and everything else. We get that from Walmart and Costco and Sam's and all that, all these cakes and bakery items. But our population is battling obesity, the latest statistics are 40% of our society is considered obese.
It's amazing.
It is. And so when you think about that, and then they're battling diabetes and things like that, I'm like, I want to help our community. I don't want them to start. I'm trying to get better foods in their hands. The reason this happens so often in our country is because processed foods are the cheapest to use. Fast food is cheaper to go through and get off the value menu, but it's not good food. It's not healthy. It's not fresh. And so part of what we're trying to do is just, it's weighing. Look, we want to feed the community. We are the safety net for those who can't properly get enough food. But we don't want to just throw anything at people, because if you think about it, if we didn't take the time to try to, hey, how can we give you the best that we have to offer? Then we're treating you with less than dignity, as if it doesn't matter. You're poor. You're standing in a food line. Just be glad you got anything. Yeah. That's really an undignified approach, and not something I personally want to be associated with. We want to love people and not be in judgment of why they have need. So what I'm trying to do is really battle and source food that is going to be healthy for families, because it's not just the people battling obesity, it's their children as well. And we just talked about this somewhere on our last show, those kind of challenges. But our agencies sometimes go, hey, we want better food. And I'm like, yeah, I do too. But because we get so much from at their mercy oftentimes, and they do a great job, but it's not always as healthy as what we'd like.
It's really interesting. Do you see the change in eating and feeding habits by what is donated from your grocery stores? I mean, you've only been doing this now for a couple of years, and I understand it, but you've been non-for-profits. But I mean, you've been around this for a long period of time. But have you seen, because you mentioned cookies and cakes, and that's great. We appreciate that. But again, you can't just eat cookies and cakes all day. You have to have other nutritional things. But have you seen an influx of, can you tell where we are economically in this country based on what is donated to you? That's really interesting.
Well, it's... I wouldn't say you can tell because there's so many factors going into that. So like, for instance, manufacturers used to produce so much. And let's say I'm just going to make up a Del Monte vegetables. So they would produce so much. And then whatever extra they had, they would either donate or sell to suppliers at a reduced price to move that product. Well, now the inventory systems are automated. And they're becoming so sophisticated that they're anticipating how much they're going to, and there's, so there's not a lot in the supply chain. So it further drives, okay, well, you know, so that's one factor like that, the sophistication. We all are people. Look, I've got a sweet tooth. It's something I battle all the time. I wish I was 40 pounds lighter than I am.
Oh, no, ma'am.
You put a cake in front of me, I don't have the willpower anymore. I just give into it. But what's really damaging is when we give these products, because I would love to give each family a cake from the food bank so they could celebrate their child's birthday.
Sure.
You know, if they didn't otherwise have that. I love that. Every kid needs a birthday cake. But the problem is that there's a lot of ignorance. Now, make sure the audience understands, I'm not saying people who lack intelligence, but in poverty, one of the things that you don't focus on things like calorie count. And so it's not something that's valued. It's not something that's taught. Most people in poverty don't read food labels. And so therefore, you eat what you enjoy. Well, that's, I'm going to sit down. I'm not going to think about a bag of apples. I'm going to sit down and eat a bag of Oreos. Mm-hmm. And then if I get big, if I get obese, and somebody might write a song about it, and you know, then we celebrate it even more, and you know, it just kind of, it's an ongoing challenge. But it's important to understand that the food banking system out there is fighting every single day. And I brought this up a long time ago. I think it was under Mission Minded. It was a very interesting dynamic because when you look at what Michelle Obama was doing, I 100% get it.
Yep.
She was trying to say, hey, these lunchrooms are filled with processed food. It's not good for our kids are growing. They need it. So let's get them this healthy food. But what did happen to most of it? It got dumped in the garbage.
Yep.
Because even though kids are hungry, they're still not going to eat something that they don't like. So again, and I've had a CEO at a food bank say, we only produce, we don't send out breads and cakes and stuff. We only send out healthy stuff. And I had another food bank CEO say, well, I'd rather a kid go to bed with a stomach full of Oreos than nothing. And I see both sides of it. I really do. It's just important for the audience because part of this podcast is just helping them understand kind of the ins and outs and the challenges every food bank is faced with. We don't have enough food. We're so thankful for what we get in donations, but we're also at the mercy of the donations themselves. But we are working very hard, both individually and collectively in the Feeding America Network, to bring as healthy as food as possible to those in need.
And if people would like to help, how would they like to help the Heart of Alabama Food Bank?
We'd love for you. This month is Child Hunger Month for us in March. And I will tell you, it's because we are preparing for the rush of summer when children go home that got school lunch and school breakfast. They will now go home. If they're close enough to the school, they can still get that. But in Alabama, 90% of the, it only reaches 10% of the children. 90% of the children who depend on school lunch and breakfast won't have access because they don't run the bus systems because of the expense. So the burden's on the family. We're preparing for that because we're the safety net. So go to HAFB.org, Heart of Alabama Food Bank, HAFB.org, and show your support. Help us out and help us prepare for this oncoming battle to fight food hunger and food insecurity for our children.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.